Hi, and welcome to this edition of Side Retired. As you can see for the first time, if you are joining us on our YouTube page, these are our pretty faces that you've missed out for the last year or so. But this is officially the Side Retired rebranding. As you can see on your screen, it's Dylan, joined by Jack Staffenbeck, James Tausig, David Halpert, and Matthew Potter. If you're still on Apple Podcasts with us, sorry, it looks kind of the same to you. It's our same as always logo, but over the next 20 minutes, you will get to know all of us, what we're going to be doing, all the new things here at Side Retired. If you don't know, I'm Dylan Campione. I am a freshman at Georgetown. I have been doing Side Retired for the last year, and that's pretty much it. I run things around here. I'll be on the podcast. I'll be on the website. I'll be on all the other things that we're going to be doing. Why don't you introduce yourself now?
I'm Jack. I've been a guest a couple times talking about the Yankees. And so I'm going to be now a permanent host on the podcast. And I also had the task of building our new website, which has pretty much everything. It's a great resource. It has regular MLB resources about previous episodes we've did, future episodes, has articles by new writers, and it has links to all of our YouTube pages, socials, Twitter, Instagram, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. So pretty much everything Side Retired you're going to find there. That's going to be up in the new year. So lots of great content on there for all of our avid listeners.
And you're a Yankee fan, go to Regis.
Yes.
All right. Just got those in there too. James, how about you go next?
I'm James Tausig. I play baseball at Radford University. I'm new to the podcast. I've probably been doing it for the last about month and a half. Currently working hard on the Instagram page. You know, lots of work, creating an account, setting up an account. You know, we'll get to working on posts and stuff in the future, you know, Photoshop. But yeah, so just doing episodes, giving non-biased takes, outrageous takes that are also very non-biased. And yeah, I just love talking baseball.
All right, Matt, go next.
Hey guys, I'm Matt Potter. I'm a senior at Regis. I'm going to Notre Dame next year. I also play baseball at Regis, Mets fan. And I'll be doing a little bit of writing and kind of just filling in any gaps where Side Retired needs me, but mostly writing.
All right, bring us home, David.
Hi, guys. I'm David Halpert, also known as the Mystery Man on Side Retired. I went to the Legacy Child School on Roosevelt Island for 8 years, and I'm going to be a writer and doing some YouTube stuff for Side Retired. I'm very excited.
And I think what you're going to see out of the five of us, you have all different levels of baseball covered. James obviously still plays D1. I'm now working in like behind the scenes on the analytics team of a D1 team. Matt is very into pitching and knows all the ins and outs. He's pretty much the ace of Regis' team right now. Jack is heavy into analytics and will argue some things that probably won't make sense at first, but eventually he'll have the numbers to back himself up. And then David is known as, if anyone has been with us for the past couple of months, David was the mystery man back last March when we did the top 10 list. And he sort of had some pretty controversial takes, such as Travis d'Arnaud being the best catcher in baseball, which I'm not sure many people would agree with. But David had the belief, and so he tried to back up his claim. I think the first thing we can show people who are watching on the new YouTube page is a sneak peek at the website. This is the homepage. We've got Side Retired. Our interviews with Sweeney Murdy, Ben Lindbergh, and Carlos Collazo are also linked. Spoiler alert, Jack, I don't know if you want to go into more of these, but these are our new where you can find the podcast.
So we have a new email, sideretired.com@gmail.com. That's pretty much for in our version of voicemails. If you have anything you want to talk about, any feedback for us, you want to get in touch, you think you might be a valued guest to come on the podcast, you want any of us to go on any of your podcasts, just reach us out through there. We have our Twitter, which has been an avid account. Dylan's been running for a while. I think we've had a lot of fans engage through that and come on. And then we have lots of new media. So the main one we've been using before was Apple Podcasts. We've added Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube as a new source. And then here I won't reveal the full articles now. Those will be debuted, but we have two articles already up by our two current writers about Mets hiring Buck Showalter and our current top 10 catchers list, which previews our episodes to the top 10 for every single position in baseball. So lots of great content on this website. It's going to be a great source for all avid baseball and Side Retired fans.
So James, we'll throw it to you quickly. I'm not sure if there's anything else you want to add, but anything about the Instagram account that you were looking forward to running? You're muted. We're getting used to this, though. It's only been a year.
I think we'll start with Instagram. And then I know Dylan reached out to me about wanting to make some TikTok videos for a Side Retired account. I know he's really been practicing his TikTok dancing skills. So I think maybe we move to TikTok next. But yeah, I think I'll have some fun taking some little snippets from our podcast where some maybe outrageous comments are made and some funny things are said. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. And then, David, how about you give us a sneak preview of your top 10 catchers list? Is there anything controversial you think, but don't spoil too much. Just give us a little sneak preview.
So there might be a couple of catchers that I put on this list that you might not agree with. Like, I'm not going to go into their names.
David, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Is Gary Sanchez on the list?
He is not on the list.
Okay, good. It's a good list then.
I will say this. I didn't feel like he deserved it. Sure, he had a good amount of maybe home runs this past year, but his average and overall play was just terrible.
And then, Matt, a sneak preview on your article. What did you think about the Buck Showalter hire?
Yeah, as you'll see in the article, I'm a fan. I think he's the right guy for the right place right now, especially with kind of the strong front office that the Mets have, but Steve Cohen's kind of a crazy character who may not know the most about baseball. So I think Buck is kind of the right person to fill the role as manager right now. So read it and you can see kind of my reasoning for that and where I think the Mets will be going with Buck.
Sounds good. And I know David and Matt are already working on their second article, so you'll hear from them fairly regularly if you check out the website, which should launch around January 1st. It'll be sideretiredpod.com. Pretty straightforward. We already mentioned you can also email us sideretiredpod@gmail.com. The YouTube should be up and running. This episode will be posted there later today. That's just Side Retired Podcast. Pretty simple on YouTube. All that other stuff. Well, also, our final tease is that today was the final episode. And sorry if you hear my dog. That's the joys of recording a podcast at home. I know James and I have been criticizing having to record from our dorm rooms, but now I guess there's also troubles recording at home as well. This was the final episode that it will start with the words, "Hi and welcome to this edition of Side Retired," because starting next week, we will have an intro song, which we were generously given by a secret band on Spotify. So that'll start us off next week. I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. James, Jack, and I will be back next week talking baseball as usual. As always, David and Matt, and I'm sure a couple of other special guests will appear at other given points over the year and throughout the rest of Side Retired. Check out their articles. Check out the Twitter at Side Retired Pod. James will send us the Instagram at any given point. Make sure to follow us on all other things. And unless there's anything else any of you guys have to add, James is muted again. James still doesn't know Zoom.
I think the only thing I'd like to add is that I just think it's a great day to watch the Mets suffer again as they hire another manager that will take them down a horrible road for 2 to 3 years. You know, it's just very funny to me that the best manager they ever hired didn't even get to coach a game for them. So Carlos Beltran still sits on the sidelines and yeah, have fun with Buck Showalter and winning 75 games again this year.
All right. Sounds good. Anyone else? Or is that, I'm getting nodding heads, shaking faces. Shoot, you guys are.
I'll bite my tongue on that one. And you can now go read my article as to why James is completely incorrect on that take.
I love it. I now realize I can't say I see shaking and nodding heads because this is now video. So they see when everyone's just giving me blank stares and I'm getting nothing from you guys. But one thing that isn't going away is our classic little funny, corny ending that James tried to steal from me once, but Barry hated it. But I feel like we should acknowledge them. Ryan Barry and Henry Kalani, thanks for the work you guys did with us for the past year. They're always welcome to come back, but their schedules sort of conflicted and they couldn't really come on that often. So the door is always open if they want a guest appearance at any given point. But the five of us are the guys you are rocking with for now. So James, Jack, David, Matt, and for me, Dylan. With that, the side is indeed retired.